This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with a feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashwani, Mr. Modi said that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the WHO declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, with the power of public participation, big crises can be confronted, and it was the strength of the people. They did not bow down, they did not break down, and did not accept any compromise with democracy. He said, those who impose the emergency not only murdered the Constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave.
आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं वो दौर कैसा था. इमरजेंसी लगाने वालों ने ना सिर्फ हमारे संविधान की हत्या की बल्कि उनका इरादा न्यायपालिका को भी अपना गुलाम बनाए रखने का था. इस दौरान लोगों को बड़े पैमाने पर प्रताड़ित किया गया था. इसके ऐसे अनेक उदाहरण हैं जिन्हें कभी भी भुलाया नहीं जा सकता. जॉर्ज फर्नांडिस साहब को जंजीरों में बांधा गया था. अनेक लोगों को कठोर यातना.
Mr. Modi said, Bodoland in Assam today stands out in the country with a new face and a new identity. He said the energy and confidence that the youth there have is most visible on the football field. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from today. She will grace the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute at Bareilly. On the same day, the President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur. On Tuesday, President Murmu will inaugurate the Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur. She will also visit Mahayogi Gorakhnath University, Gorakhpur, where she will inaugurate its auditorium, academic block and Panchkarma Kendras, as well as lay the foundation stone for a new girls' hostel. Kolkata police has increased the members of the Special Investigation Team, SIT, to probe the Kasbah Law College gang rape case from 5 to 9. Meanwhile, opposition parties are protesting the incident by organizing various protest marches in Kolkata. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress in Kolkata. He said an undeclared emergency is in operation in West Bengal under the rule of TNC. Leader of opposition in the assembly and BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari said women and girls are not safe in Bengal under the rule of Mamata Banerjee. The Odisha government has ordered a high-level administrative inquiry into the deaths due to the stampede near Sri Gundicha Temple at Sharda Bali in Puri that occurred early yesterday. Development Commissioner of Odisha, Anu Garg, will probe into the tragic incident in which three devotees, including two women, died and many others sustained serious injuries. The mishap took place when a massive crowd had gathered for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra on their respective chariots Nandi Ghosh, Tal Dhwaj and Dev Dalana. In women's FIH Pro League 2024-25 hockey match, Indian women's hockey team lost 2-3 to China in Berlin, concluding a disappointing campaign which ended with Salima Tete-led side being relegated from the competition. And that's the end of this news bulletin.